אנחנו לומדים מתוך
So we're learning out of the writings of Rabash. We're reading the article What to Look For in the Assembly of the Friends. We're in the middle of the article, starting with It is the same in the middle of the article. When a person has to judge the friends to the scale of merit, it's a great exertion. Not everyone is ready for that. Sometimes it's even worse. Sometimes a person sees that his friend is disrespecting him. And even worse, he even heard him bad-mouthing. Meaning he heard from a friend who told him that this friend, anonymous friend, said something that is not so nice that friends should say about each other. And he should subjugate himself and to judge him to the scale of merit. This is a great effort. So it turns out that by the effort, he makes a payment which is more important than money. But if a person is speaking bad words about him, where can he take this strength to love him, since he certainly hates him? Otherwise, he would not speak bad words about him. So what's the benefit of him subjugating himself and judging himself to the scale of merit? Answer is that the love of friends that is built on the basis of love of others, by which you can reach the love of the Creator, is the opposite of what is customary and normally considered the love of friends. In other words, love of others does not mean that the friends will love me. Rather, it is I who must love the friends. For this reason, it makes no difference if the friend slanders him and must certainly hate him. Instead, a person who wishes to acquire love of others needs the correction of loving the other. Therefore, when a person makes the effort and judges him to the side of merit, it is a sgula, a virtue, whereby the toil that a person makes, which is called an awakening from below, he is given strength from above to be able to love all the friends without exception. This is called buy yourself a friend. That a person should make an effort to obtain love of others. And this is called labor, since he must exert above reason. Reasonably thinking, how is it possible to judge another person to the side of merit when his reason shows him his friend's true face, that he hates him? What can he tell the body about that? Why should he submit himself before his friend? The answer is that he wishes to achieve dvekut, adhesion with the Creator, called equivalence of form, meaning not to think of his own benefit. Thus, why is subduing a difficult thing? The reason is that he must revoke his own worth and the whole of the life that he wishes to live will be only with a consideration of his ability to work for others' benefit, beginning with love of others, between man and man, through the love of the Creator. Hence, here is a place where he can say that anything he does is without any self-interest, since by reason, the friends are the ones who should love him. But he overcomes his reason, goes above reason, and says, it is not worth living for myself. And although one is not always at the degree where he is able to say so, this is nonetheless the purpose of the work. Thus, he already has something to reply to the body. Thus far.
Shilot?
Questions?
Rav, ze lo kol kach shelot.
Rav, it's not really a question, but there is something.
אנחנו בשולחן.
When we sit around the table and the Rav asks something, and there are 10 people and 10 different directions, we're not talking about one thing. And the true feeling that, what should we do today? The feeling that
each is going in his direction.
Yes. But something inside, we want, there's a feeling that we need help from above. All the words, all the prayers that we, the nice words we're saying, it doesn't come back.
You won't receive help from above until you ask.
That's the point. We don't want to touch this point that gives pain. We always avoid.
What to do?
A prayer inside, not about the words. A common prayer, but if we speak about something that causes pain, that everyone feels that it's painful, and that's the point. Only the Creator can do.
Are you locating that disturbance? That disturbance is for each and everyone the same disturbance. The stony heart, the heart doesn't want to feel the other, is not capable, not willing. The Creator is doing that. He is standing there and is not letting you connect until you ask appropriately. He is the one that's disturbing you. I've created the evil inclination. So you must convince him, really yell and do anything. That's called, my sons have triumphed over me. Well, you're standing before it. All that remains for you is to give that common blow and to convince him. He is waiting, he is expecting, but he's holding on. And he's suffering more than you. But you need to think, like in the time of war, how are we doing this? How are we... How do we get counsel and forces and everything so that we can convince, so we can ask, so we can cry, so we can nudge, everything, but constantly so we can feel that it's him who's bothering us. He's the one who's standing there and not letting us. And therefore, when you are throughout the 24 hours of a day, you need to think about that all the time together. You don't feel one another. Oh, that's okay, but that common point you can feel, that he's the one who's bothering. He's bothering the connection. And in the connection, you'll attain everything. That's where the beginning of the soul is. What else can I do? I don't know. That's... Yes, Rami.
There's a big tear in us between reading words of truth, which are absolute, that your life is worthless, you have to justify the friend who hates you, and between our current state, where we feel we can't even come close to that. If you take 1 centimeter...
Can you, throughout the day, think about the fact that you cannot breach through the machsom? That's called to breach the barrier, that the Creator is standing there. You need to convince him. He's not your enemy, actually. But he's actually he's sustaining that condition. So in connection, and in aravut, in mutual help, in something all the time, that's called for those who knock on repentance. You need to knock on that point.
when there is a feeling that you're trying to do actions by your forces, by the forces of the friends in action, and you're not successful, the ego tends to despair and say, this is not for me, it's only for these chosen few, not for me, I'm unworthy.
Nice, why, right,
I'm not
right.
Complaining, but I'm unworthy.
No one is worthy. No one is worthy. And anyone who's greater than his friend, his inclination is even greater. But despite the fact that you despair, we help one another, and again we rise, and again we rise. You don't need to think about yourself and about your despair. You need to think about how are you awakening the hearts of the friends. Think about that, and then you will have no problems. You won't have problems. If you are sick and the others are sick, if you start taking care of them, you won't feel that you're sick. That's it. If you have, it's like with children, if you have kids and you have to take care of them, you don't even pay attention to the fact that you're sick. And that's how you get healthy. I have nothing else to say. What else there is to say here? Nothing remains for to be said.
We're doing many efforts, if you count the hours or the actions. And when the new wave starts, you know, when we started with the Zoom meetings, we were so uplifted. Oh, great, we're able to do something else, to read together. When time goes by, you see it's like nails that connect you to the ground because you're like a body. You don't feel like doing any action.
Yes, well,
there's
and what to do?
There's not even 1 gram of happiness in this work. Every action makes you even lower.
You're not men. There's great joy in the struggle. It depends who you're wrestling with. It's like they tell about Jacob who would wrestle with the ministers of Esau, which is the posterior of the creator. What? This is... But first of all, there's no choice. You could leave and go retire. I'm telling you, seriously. So for what to suffer? Either we're doing something or we don't. Dudi, what's going on?
If here, during the lesson, at your presence, we can't even reach a common prayer, we can't even find the words, one sentence, how, during the day, can we succeed to do something?
No, you need to prepare here the prayer throughout the day, for the day that you're going to have here, now. When you leave here, you know what to do. But we talked about this. And my presence is only in order to push you towards thinking about it. But throughout the day, you're talking about things that are completely not associated with the prayer. You need just the prayer. Only the request. The request, the demand, but it needs to be aimed from within the ten to the Creator. Israel, the light in the Creator. You're not executing it. From the ten, turn to him. Other than that, we don't need anything else. Nothing. All the disturbances are only in that, and all the success is only in that. If you arrange those things together, we breach through. What a coca.
What does it mean during the lesson to arrange the prayer for the day?
How many times am I already saying it this way?
I heard that too, but practically, what does it mean?
I don't know, but what are you leaving the lesson with to those 20 hours of yours?
With many things.
That's wisdom. That's not important.
But this is what we have.
That's nothing. You need to go out with a demand for the Creator. That's it. With a demand for the Creator. Only that. Otherwise, the day has gone by.
What does it mean?
That you know what we, the ten, demand of the Creator today. That it's clear to us, between us, what we're doing. If you want, we will complete the lesson 15 minutes earlier, and you'll sit for those 15 minutes and summarize between you what you're going to go to that day with.
That happens anyway. What I don't understand is,
well,
how's today going to be different than yesterday?
In prayer.
Besides that there's
a new
pain.
Wonderful. Excellent. Look what the Creator is doing to you. You should also be thankful for that. And also from that pain, turn to Him. You're entering into a discussion here with Him. This is from that pain that you have. So answer Him on that. What do you want?
But what does it mean to pray together?
Together?
Yeah, to pray together.
Together is that you understand that you are turning to one Creator, and even though each of you is from Himself, but each of you is with the same request. You don't yet feel that you're connected. You will connect to the Creator to the extent, to that same request.
Seder, Dov.
Okay. Good.
Dov. Ah, Moscow.
All right.
Again, Moscow.
Oh, Moscow. Yes, Moscow.
Two questions. First question. Every day, our 10, after the lesson, asks the Creator to make a covenant with us so we can hold it from one lesson to the next. Is it a normal state, condition? Or it's better not to do that, to invite the Creator into the covenant?
Every appeal to the Creator is good. It doesn't matter how you cry. It doesn't matter that it's written there that even someone who's sitting there in the basement is trying to rob a bank out of being in despair and in a strong desire to succeed, he turns to the Creator. It's good. That's good. Turning to the Creator is everything. But after you get used to this, you get accustomed to it, to turning to Him, try to sharpen that address so it will be as correct as possible. What are you asking for? Are you asking together, truly, scrutinize the request, who you're turning to, what you're expecting to happen, and so on. All the components of this appeal. That's okay. Actually, I can feel that you are advancing. You're advancing. Good. What? There's another question. Yes, Moscow.
Is it true that our goal is to be in awe, yir'ah, during the day, and that from that
you
have to exactly
to scrutinize, I don't know what it is, with awe, with trepidation. You have to compose a sentence, maybe several sentences, because one sentence is just going to become a slogan. You have to compose several sentences and turn to the Creator with those sentences. So each one would feel it in the heart, and together, you would feel that with that, you are turning to the Creator. That's it, period.
New York.
Should the common request be something that we build together? Or is it possible that one friend will write the prayer and everyone else will share it?
No, the Creator doesn't hear a single friend. doesn't hear a single friend. At least two, and even that is on condition. At 10, he will hear for sure. The 10 as one. In spirituality, one is 10 connected as one. That's it. Kiev.
Hello, dear Rav. First of all, thank you very much for such a lesson and for this powerful advancement. The common request that we build in the 10, you said that we have to unite, connect around several sentences. The request has to be as simple as possible, or what should it include? It's not that we can connect around one word or one common feeling. What does the prayer have to include?
You hear that, Niv? Then if we need to find excerpts that speak about a prayer, not around it, but how should it be built, aimed, from who should it, whom should it come out, very poignant, clear things along the way. Just a general about prayer, we have 1,000 books.
Vlad.
So again, what's the question? Vlad.
I'm asking, you said that we have to unite, connect around several sentences and requests. So what is the request? I'm asking for the friends, for all of us to feel the Creator's quality, the quality of bestowal toward Him. But if we write it down now, I don't know, in text, what does it mean that we ask for it?
You need to speak between yourselves. So everyone would write it down. Then each one will explain to others what he means with this plea to the Creator. Then read what Rabash means in his plea to the Creator. He has many articles on it. How to turn to Him? Who do you turn to? With what? What are you asking in order to enter into contact with the Creator? And then you'll be able to feel where you acquire contact with Him, connection with Him, and can expect a response, a reaction. And the reaction will come on the condition that you ask for the correct things. Nazarbar says, yes, he's asking, the kid is asking his dad to scratch his eye with a pin. Rather, you ask for spiritual things, healthy things according to their degree. You don't jump to the end of correction, I don't know, something you don't even understand, but something that's before you according to your degree. You have to scrutinize that. But without that, you'll have nothing. We have something very simple. Ten, a mechanical ten, corporeal ten. Is it present? Present. It's already good. The Creator has assembled us now from this corporeal ten, physical ten. We need to somehow build one desire with one understanding, one consciousness, agreement, like a collective, like a society from the outside, have the single agreement, and try from that to create a force that turns to the Creator and convinces Him to help. And then in this force, with this force that we use to turn to Him, and together with that we feel the response. We turn and we feel the response. We have to be aware of the response, of the reaction, because without doubt we constantly receive a reaction, but we're unaware of it. Thoughts, desires, anything that is happening with me when I turn to the Creator, when I feel what's happening with me, this is His reaction. Nothing is happening except for His reaction. I'm a result from Him. And then in this way I enter into a dialogue. I'm increasing my sensitivity in talking with Him. Try it. Try it.
What does it mean to take a decision together, like a collective? This is the root of the problem.
What root of the problem?
Because this is what all the friends are talking about, and in our tent it was really clear that to reach a common feeling.
A feeling is something else.
Yeah, but even
a request.
Yeah, a single request that everyone agrees to for everyone.
You open an article of Rabash and we all integrated in what he's writing. This is our teacher. That's it. Well, it's not clear what he's writing.
It's clear what he says, but
no, that's it. So you must come closer to his desire.
Everyone simply understands that desire from his own kelim. It'll be corrected. I don't think that there are big disputes there.
Very practically.
So you're saying to read Rabash's article, see what he demands of the Creator?
Yeah, I don't want to accept the opinion of anyone. I want to accept his opinion.
And from that, we ourselves will learn how to ask.
I want to ask what he's asking.
Right, but how will we learn how to ask as a 10, where we have 10 people that nonetheless have to annul themselves toward one another?
Go ahead, they can annul themselves towards the teacher, towards Rabash. When will my actions reach the actions of my forefathers? I want it. Maybe I'm incapable of doing it, but I want it. I want it. I want to want it. That's a prayer before a prayer. Whatever it is, I want to see only one result. We're constantly in a state of deficiency towards the Creator. We're constantly occupied with the question of what to ask. That's the work. That's what delights Him. This is the meaning of giving Him contentment. Because from all the other pleas, you turn to Him. You place everything on Him. You aim at Him. You are yearning for Him, longing for Him.
Toronto.
Rob, still, when I hear nine as if seemingly different directions, different opinions of the friends, that instant I am supposed to ask for all of this to become my opinion or what?
I don't understand what you're talking about. Nine pleas to the Creator. What do I want from Him? Yeah? What are the pleas? Give me a list of these demands. I don't believe there is such a thing. What? One is asking for money, the other for honor, the third for health, the fourth for some entertainment. I don't know. What kind of requests do you have?
Different words, I mean.
I forgot about the words. I'm talking about the content. The words, each one can speak a different language or use different words, but the content, what do we want from the Creator? We want from Him only one thing, connection, chibur, that we would be, first of all, connected. And inside the connection, He who makes peace up above will make peace upon us. By connecting us, we would feel what do we need next. Then what do we need? What we want? A greater connection, an ever-growing connection. And that's what we want each time. Nothing more than that. And He has to do everything. He has to do everything. That's why his name is peace, whole.
לא שומעים. בזה שהוא צריך לעשות גם בזה נכלל אין עוד מלבדו.
By including none else besides him?
Well, of course, everything, if you turn to him, there's none else besides him.
בסדר, יופי. נפלו בשאלות.
Many other questions went down. Minsk?
Rav, is it possible to pray today for those friends that need our support? On the one hand, we're a small group, but there are friends that are very ill, that are part of the group. On the other hand, on Yeshivat Chavarim, I see Hiro, who asked for the Japanese group, that's also going through a very hard stage or hard times.
You can turn to the Creator and ask for the friends. That's a very respectable prayer, very good, beautiful prayer. But turning to the Creator, don't engage with one group towards another. This is only with very specific corporeal cases. But usually what can help is when you turn to the Creator to help a friend.
Здравствуйте, Рав.
Hello, Rav.
Того, чтобы вот создали в себе эту совершенную молитву, нам не хватает.
In order to generate this complete prayer, what we need is the greatness of the Creator. We get it from you. But how can we ourselves make Him so great that it'll give us the strength to overcome? This is our problem, the way I feel it.
For that, you also need to pray. There needs to be a prayer. That's it. Show me your glory. You want to feel. He doesn't reveal himself. He gives you a feeling of his greatness. A feeling. You suddenly begin to feel this way. So you want that. Do it this way so that your attention will always be on Him. Compose that as a prayer and say it a few times a day together with your friends. Then succeed. Haifa.
Good morning, Rav. My question is, what does it mean to turn to the Creator? What am I supposed to envision when I'm turning to the Creator?
Turning to the Creator, you begin to feel later. I understand just how convoluted everything is. To turn to the Creator means to imagine yourself under a sphere. Yeah? A sphere that surrounds you and determines everything. And then you are turning to that desire, that the force of that sphere. Why am I calling it a sphere? Because it connects and manages all of your life down to the last detail, down to the last tiny molecule in your body. Everything. Everything is under the authority of this power that governs everything, and you are turning to it in a certain way. You would like to make your existence, your life, according to this power, this force, be in harmony with it. Is that better? Is it clearer? Let's hope so. We have now 4:47. Have less than under an hour. What are we doing? Introduction? Or what else? Okay, so I'm just afraid that if we go to the introduction, it will confuse us with this story. You'll leave this feeling, and what will happen during the day. Who thinks that the introduction is not going to harm us? Who thinks the introduction can harm us? And the others? You think no? Oh, Chanukah. I don't have excerpts. Oh, Chanukah. Selected excerpts. Yeah, from... Yeah, excerpt number five.